Former lawmaker Les Guerra is a Democrat from Anchorage and introduced the legislation in 2017. It aimed to make things better for Alaska's foster kids by improving hiring and training practices at OCS, and the law required a series of audits to check progress. Guerra says the audit results are extremely disheartening.
It's like we handed the state the blueprint of all the gold standard practices to make sure children had a chance in this world, and by 2020, the state had lit it on fire. It's sad.
He says in the first 2 years of the law, the state saw some progress, but then the office dramatically lowered hiring requirements for caseworkers. Instead of requiring a four-year college degree in social services or equivalent experience, now caseworkers can get hired with just a high school diploma. A legislative consultant quoted in the audit called the training and support woefully insufficient for most new hires, and that new caseworkers started with little to no understanding of what the job actually entailed. Amanda Mativier helped write the legislation and runs the organization Facing Foster Care.
This is not entry-level work. Holding the authority to remove children from their parents and investigate allegations of child abuse and neglect, and it takes a skill set that requires some foundation.
OCS didn't agree to an interview for this story, but spokesperson Brian Studstill wrote in an email that their hiring practices factor in the experience and education of the applicant. He wrote that it's impossible to actually cap caseloads because the agency can't turn away families. But he wrote, OCS takes many steps to keep caseloads manageable. Deco Harby, who entered foster care in 2021 when she was 16, had to fend for herself. When she was a junior in high school, she says she left the chaos of her placement with her then 23-year-old sister without telling OCS. She moved in with a friend's family.
Without them intervening and like coming in to help me that last year of high school, I don't think I would have graduated.
She calls them her chosen foster parents and says they were caring and helped her transition to adult life. She says that's how the foster system in Alaska could work if it were functional. I'm Rachel Cassandra.